Avodah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Zarah Bavli, Daf Samaches. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, the second last line, Hayu Roischem. Hayu Roischem is synonym. The question is, when Rabbi Yochanan said earlier that vinegar into cold beans is prohibited, is it also true that when the beans have been hot and then cooled down before the vinegar fell in, or are the beans permitted in such a case? Me'ata afili Roischem, yu asurim, me'acha shedarkam, latsun. The answer is, it's certainly true that if you say that they would also be prohibited, then even if they were still hot, they should be prohibited, since when they will eventually cool, they will be improved by the vinegar. Therefore, it must be that only when they had been always been cold and that they are prohibited since the vinegar improved them, but if they had been hot and then cooled, they are permitted. Tatani, as we learned in the Braitha, kol noisnim tam ben leshevach ben lefagam osser dir Rabbi Meir, vechachamayim leshevach osser lefagam mutter, kegoin chomets, finofol, legrisim, and we leave out the next few words. And here we're explaining the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chacham over when the prohibited item worsens the flavor, as we had earlier. Rabbi Meir says that any prohibited item that gives flavor, whether it improves or worsens the flavor, it's prohibited. And the Chachamim said if it improved it, it's prohibited. If it worsened it, it's permitted. The Taninan, Tamon, as the Mishnah says in Meseches Trumos, V'chein sa'urim shenoflu v'seich habor shalmayim afapisha hev'ishoi meimav mutarim. The Mishnah says over there, and similarly, barley that fell into a pit of water, even if the waters became spoilt, they are permitted. That's the correct guess. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Mishnah follows the Chachamim, but according to Rabbi Meir, if it worsened the flavor, it's prohibited, even if it worsened it from the beginning to the end. And Rabbi Shimon Lakish said that the Mishnah follows both opinions, as even Rabbi Meir agrees that if it worsened it from the beginning to the end, it is permitted. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Bun Amar Shmuasa Kain Abdaita Du Rabbi Yochanan B'machloikes Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Divrei Hakol. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Bun says that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lakish disagree explicitly. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a matter of dispute between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim, and according to Rabbi Lakish, all agree, as we said earlier.